B-Pod Studios.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first Friday episode of Checkpoint Daily. I am your host, yes, Norris Howard. We are joined by Speedy, one of our Checkpoint XP correspondents, as well as host of Geek Culture Congress. Speedy, say hello to the folks out
there. Hello, everybody in Twitch land and listening to this on a Friday afternoon.
That's right.
Yeah. Is that I'm lost in the world. I don't know.
Yeah, it'll be.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, it'll be Drive Time Friday. We hope everybody out there listening is going to enjoy their weekend. And we know we're going to start your weekend off right because we're going to talk some video games right now.
Oh, yeah.
So, first of all, the number one thing that I want to get into, and Speedy, this is part of what we brought you in for, is one of the big sort of announcements. I know this is out of order, but I don't care.
That's okay.
One of the big announcements in big games coming out is FIFA. Now, I know you're a big FIFA fan. I'm a big FIFA fan.
FIFA. I like FIFA.
Are you excited for this FIFA? Because I'm be honest, I'm not.
You know, FIFA is like a love-hate relationship with people who play the franchise, should I say, regularly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the new generation now, in the new wave of the FIFA games and the EA Sports games, should I say. EA has a lot of controversy with the loot boxes and all that stuff, and that was very prevalent in the last year's game. So I don't know how exactly that's going to work this year. I'm pretty sure it's probably going to be the same.
It is.
Because EA's got to make their money, right?
It is. Listen, there's a report, Speedy, that came out when EA put out their financials for the Q1 2020. Do you know how much money EA made from FIFA?
No, I would like to know that.
EA.
I'm sure it's a lot of millions of dollars.
35% of the company's revenue came from FIFA Ultimate Team.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
The whole company.
I didn't think FIFA would have been...
Ultimate Team, man. Them loot boxes. Packs.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Packs. I need to pack an informed Ronaldo.
I don't know. I think...
saying words, and I'm like, what do they mean?
That went over my head.
What's an N4 Ronaldo?
The Ultimate Team is the custom team. You can make like your custom club. You can call it the Tampa Vanguards, you know what I mean? And make your own logo and put your own superstars on it and yourself and your own. You can get crazy.
Yeah,
you can do that in Madden, too. You just have to draft a team.
Right. See, here's the difference is that in Ultimate Team, the only way to get players is to buy packs, which you can earn the in-game currency. But nobodyody's going to do that.
There's the catch.
They've got you by the balls.
That's the money grab.
And so if I want to get, and here's the thing, they don't just put out every player. Every week you could get a team of the week. So a player who performed really well over the last week, they get a special card for that week. Then you have team of the season. That's another special card. Or the Halloween cards. Or the ones to watch out for. Or they have like... Dude, Ronaldo and Messi, you can get 9 different versions of those two players in FIFA 20. Like, but they're so rare, you'll never get them.
These packs should come with some hand sanitizer or something. I feel dirty. It's gross.
It's bad.
Are the packs slimy when you touch them?
You know, it's a different animal. Let's put it that way, guys. It's a different animal.
It is a different animal.
It's a different world. You know?
So here's a question.
If you play Madden, NBA and stuff like that, it's got some similar things like the Vola football is like the street football or soccer, should I say, or whatever, however you want to call the sport. That's the playground setting where you can customize your character, swag them out and stuff like that, and then play against other people and stuff like that. Supposedly this year is supposed to be 20 playgrounds in between 6 continents. So I don't know if that's an improvement on last year or not.
It's okay, but you get.
It's not for the American people. Let's be honest.
No, definitely.
This isn't for us, Nora.
Yeah, what does that mean? I'm American. American. I am the
most. You're the one person in America watching.
Do you know how much money America spends on this game?
The Latin American.
That's fair too.
The Latin American population here in the United States, how much they follow football, soccer. And, you know, whenever that's why they have a lot of, especially here in Florida, in the state of Florida, when they have a lot of friendlies and stuff like that, international games. I mean, you know, we're talking about sellouts and like,
that's
and
right.
We're talking about, that's well, true. That's pre-COVID, fair. Obviously.
Well, yeah. I'm from the here North. The
Stadium, Miami FC, baby, let's go.
I'm from the North where no one knows that, you know, how to even say like soccer properly. It's soccer.
Soccer. Anyway.
Soccer. You guys going out to play soccer?
So I got to ask, like, my big criticism year over year with Madden is usually, like, I don't know if this needed a whole new game. Probably just a roster update and maybe some features would have been enough.
Yeah.
Is it time for a new FIFA game? Do we need a new FIFA game?
No.
No?
Okay. No, we're going to get it anyway.
We don't get it, though. Yeah, and see, you know what?
Wait. Your Ultimate Team and all these packs that you've bought, does that transfer over to the new FIFA?
Hell no!
Oh my God, it's so scummy!
That's the, I don't even think you could transfer your character over.
No.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. See, and here's the problem with that.
That's not the EA way. Literally.
No, exactly. And you know what? Here's the thing with that, because, you know, Callie, you bring up a good point, because PES, the FIFA competitor, if that's what you want to call them.
Yeah.
That's what they did. Shut up.
Just kidding.
Oh my God. Mute chat for this whole segment.
You've got the board, dude.
He's muted. Anyway, but Pez, that's what they did. They did a roster update. So for this year, because they know it's a new generation, and they were like, well, when you put out a sports game for the new gen and the current gen, that game always sucks. It always sucks. So FIFA is just like, hell no, you're going to get FIFA 21 for both. We telling you getting FIFA 21 for both.
Yeah, it's a brand new day. That means brand new everything you got to buy.
So, Norris, are you buying it?
No.
No.
I'm not, and I'm going to tell you why. Because there's a more fun soccer game out right now.
I'm sure this decision won't haunt you forever.
I don't care. And you know what? It's called Captain Tsubasa.
Oh, God.
You told
anime
me there,
soccer.
The anime soccer
you,
game.
You told me there is soccer balls on fire, and that just sold me alone. So
yes!
If you
want a soccer game that is actually fun, that
just,
is not...
I just like playing the soccer part when you get far enough in the Fall Guys, you know?
Ah, yeah, see? Fall ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's more fun than FIFA right now. Like, straight up. Like,
well, you know, the biggest complaint about FIFA is the physics, game physics. You know, they're not, you know, always...
Right.
You know, people always want perfection, and let's face it, ladies and gentlemen, video games are they try, and you know, we're a long cry from, you know, from the 8-bit 16-bit world
that
it used to be, but, and you know, it's still, you know, sometimes you do a header and it won't technically go the way you want it to go, and you know,
it's
things like
no,
that.
No, it's
know what I mean?
It's still there, but here's the thing, that's why Captain Tsubasa is so much fun, because it's anime soccer and it doesn't matter. The human capacity to jump 20 feet in the air is not realistic, but in anime,
but
who cares?
The serious cats, though, they want the, you know.
The serious cats are the problem, Speedy.
they want a robust FIFA game.
So they didn't get it.
This new game, yeah. Apparently, this new game, supposedly they fixed a bunch of stuff. Supposedly,
Speedy,
supposedly
do you know what the biggest thing they added to career mode was interactive sim mode. Do you know what that is?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what that is?
That was last year's, right? That was last year?
No, that's this year. That's this year. So when you simulate your games, meaning you don't actually play them.
Just run it. Yeah.
Right? When you simulate your games, there's a new screen that pops up that lets you do substitutions.
Ooh.
I don't know that really means.
That's the biggest addition.
Fun. Right. Cool, congrats.
So you technically are playing the game. You're technically...
Yes.
Yeah, so now it's not a simulation. You're just fucking with the
sim.
That's
so next gen.
I hate these people. I hate FIFA. I hate EA. I hate them. And you know what? I just praised them for putting out Star Wars Squadron, which is another blatant...
That's what I'm playing right now.
See?
Star Wars Squadrons. Yeah.
Blatant cash grab, because they took an engine they already built from a game that they already made and cut two-thirds of it out and put it out as a new game and say, have a blast. Yeah.
All right, that's all. I'm not allowing any more FIFA talk. on our show.
All right, fun.
Moving on.
Moving on. You know,
moving on. Go get it, ladies and gentlemen.
Moving on. Spider-Man 3. There are some rumors that came out this week.
There's big giant rumors.
Okay, well, Speedy, hit us with it.
Shattering MCU changing rumors.
Hit us with it.
So on the Geek Culture Congress, he's pretty much my source pretty much for the whole podcast, is an insider that I have a contact with.
Okay.
His name is Mikey Sutton. Okay. He has a website. Now, he used to have just a Facebook group, and on the Facebook group, he would get the inside info from, you know, MCU movies, Star Wars, Star Trek, whatever. And he would just post it on the group. And then either weeks, months, or years later, they usually come true, or, you know, mm-hmm. things change, you know, and negotiations and stuff like that. But 90% of the time, he's pretty accurate. He came out with his own website now, which is called geekositymag.com, something like that. I forget right now. But if you Google it, I'm pretty sure you'll find it. He just started dropping a bunch of Spider-Man rumors, and they've been also, the word I'm looking for, reciprocating on other websites as well, on other more mainstream
some cross references,
like Variety and stuff like that. He dropped that Kevin Dunst was in talks again, or negotiations again, and then that was like the beginning of the speculations. Like, okay, what is Spider-Man's going to happen? You know, what direction they're going to go in the MCU? Remember, at the end of Spider-Man 2, we saw Jonah Jameson was reprised by the same actor who played him in the original Spider-Man movie.
Yep.
So that made everybody think that they're going to do some kind of Spider-Verse movie. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So now we just recently had Jamie Foxx
Electro
confirmed his casting as Electro again. So
I don't want to do that again, though.
More questions.
I don't want to do that again.
I got something I got to say on that, too. Because,
okay, Callie, go ahead.
And there's a lot of people like you. There's a lot of people like you that are like, why are we doing this again? Why are we? Why do we need Blue Electro again?
Yeah, well, here's the thing about that. Like, twice now, I have heard who the villain was going to be and gone, that's stupid, and that can't work. So first, the Vulture, I went, you pick the Vulture for your villain. The Vulture sucks.
Okay, but when they told you who was playing the Vulture,
even then I was like, but the Vulture sucks. I saw the movie, I'm like, holy crap, it's one of the best movies in the entire MCU. Right. Then they announced Jake Gyllenhaal's Mysterio. I'm like, I like Jake Gyllenhaal, but again, I don't care about Mysterio. I feel like they're just playing a game of like, hey, what's the stupidest thing that we can make work? They're just like continually pushing the bar even
the
further.
The stupidest
like,
thing
make
would be,
Electro work
would be
now.
Craven the Hunter. That would be the stupidest thing.
Yeah, but you know
let's see what that's the direction that everyone feels, the insiders feel that they're going. They're going to Sinister Six route with it. And supposedly what the plot leak is for Spider-Man 3, spoiler alert for anyone who's watching this right now, is the person who played at the end of the reveal of Spider-Man 2, if you haven't watched Spider-Man 2, another spoiler alert, Mysterio comes back out at the end and you know, outs out Peter Parker as Spider-Man on the news. They're saying that that's going to be the Chameleon character that reprised him. Somehow Mysterio
survived. So Fox Kids Sinister Six, if we're talking about that. So that's Chameleon, Electro, Shocker.
So remember that he was ousted. Peter Parker was ousted as Spider-Man, right? So what they're saying is, as he's battling legally, and that's where the lawyers, the MCU lawyers like Daredevil, She-Hulk come in. Mm-hmm. They're gonna have their cameos in this show, in this movie, supposedly. And while he's the other Spider-Man are traveling the Spider-Verse style in his city. So, you know, everybody's saying, well, how is Spider-Man fighting a villain in the middle of New York and he's here in court? Peter Parker's here in court. How is he Spider-Man? You know what I mean?
So that could be
then
sweet.
What they feel like, then they're going to reveal that not Tom Holland, the other Spider-Mans, the Andrew Garfield and
Tobey Maguire.
The original Spider-Man, the original actor who was Spider-Man, Tobey Maguire. Those Spider-Mans are.
I do not want to see Tobey Maguire's old decrepit ass.
He's gonna be Fat Peter Parker.
Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this? Here's another bomb I'm gonna drop on you guys. They're supposedly the in to introduce Miles Morales, the particular Spider-Man into the MCU is the Peter Parker who dies in his universe that makes him want to be Spider-Man or aspire to be Spider-Man. is the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man.
I'm okay with that.
That works.
I'm okay with that. Yeah. I'm okay with that. Yeah. Because listen, here's the cool thing though. Here's the cool thing that I really am excited about this if this is true. Because I always said if you did the Sinister Six, you can't do it with just one Spider-Man. You have to figure out some way to introduce either Venom or Black Cat
or some of the X-Men
or some of the X-Men or something.
Yeah, that was another thing that they said. That they said that the Venom and all the other Sony stuff is going to be MCU related.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, right, it's Marvel stuff.
You know, at the end of the day, it's
Marvel stuff. So I think it's one of those things and one of those rumors that I hope it's true. If they do it that way, that would be far and away one of the best Marvel movies ever made. But I still think I really got to give them the benefit of the doubt because it was one of those things where it was like, how are they going to make Infinity War work with all those characters? And they did. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a good way for them to sort of move forward. But very quickly, getting off Spider-Man, I want us to allude to this weekend. There's a lot of esports going on, a lot of really interesting things happening. The biggest of which, the Overwatch League Grand Finals. Earlier this week, we talked to Robbie Landis, host of the Owl's Nest and one of the Checkpoint XP members here as well, about the Grand Finals. You can listen to that on Spotify, BPod Studios, whatever, wherever you get your podcast, you can check that out. But that is happening.
9 a.m., I believe, Saturday morning.
9 a.m. Saturday morning.
Eastern time.
Eastern time, bright and early.
Bright and time for cartoons.
Yeah. No, seriously. Yes. So the Seoul Dynasty, Shanghai Dragons, San Francisco Shock, and and Philly Fusion all meeting up there. And on top of that, you got the continuation of the League of Legends Worlds Championships going
Groups,
on.
Groups C will be playing on tomorrow, and Group D will be playing on Sunday. So big weekend for North America. Yep. Well, I mean, TSM's pretty much out of
it. It's a big week for Team Liquid. A big weekend for Team Liquid.
Well, Team Liquid will have played yesterday, so
oh,
not
yeah,
anymore.
You're right. No, you're right. No.
Edit that out.
I thought, yeah,
that's gotta get edited.
Yep. But anyway, it'll be a big weekend. Yeah, time. It'll be a big weekend for League of Legends. But for me, to be perfectly honest, I have lost hope. It's over for NA. We're done.
I mean,
I don't care.
Listen, man. Like TSM plays tomorrow. They're already 0-3. I don't think they really have much of a shot to do anything. Like they could go 3-0, but that's not gonna happen.
Yeah.
In any way, I don't think. Sunday, FlyQuest taking on their group in Group D.
They play Unicorns.
Well, they will. They'll play Unicorns of Love, ERX, and Top Esports.
Oh, right, all three. Yeah.
So they might win one of those. I don't like. They have to go at least 2-1 to advance, and that's not happening. I just don't see them beating all and two of those three teams.
Me neither.
So
I'm just sad.
You know what? If you're a North America fan, enjoy this weekend.
Take this weekend off.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know what? Do something else. Watch the VODs.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But we will be right back with more Checkpoint XP Daily, where we have a very interesting conversation for myself and Callie Sloan here about video games and getting married.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Yep.
Step into the secret lair of the great Landis and Professor Awesome on The Other Identity. Join on the adventure of a lifetime as Robbie Landis and former editorial director of digital content at Marvel, Ben Morris, team up to defeat the evils of bad comic book opinions. We've added a new voice to the line in Kevin Kelly as The Opinion. We also break down the newest issues of heroes like The Hulk or Captain Marvel. Discover a whole new layer to the world of superheroes and comics on The Other Identity. Download at CheckpointXP.com or download from Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Checkpoint Daily. Your host, Norris Howard here. Chad Callahan, Callie Sloan, Scales, whatever. Are you hyphenating?
I am not. I am not going to be one of those people who hyphenates. I'm taking... Sloan is going to be my middle name.
Interesting.
You're going to lose your middle name completely, or are you going to hyphenate your middle name?
Well, it was William.
So you're going to lose your middle name.
I'm going to go ahead and drop that middle name. Yeah. I don't quite think it fits anymore.
I thought it would have been funny, personally.
When I first picked my new name, I did pick a new middle name, which was Paige. Mm-hmm. And I thought about having it be Callie Paige Sloan Scales. But then I thought, you know what? I like KSS kind of as my initials, so
those
just Callie Sloan Scales.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? I like
speaking
it. Speaking of weddings.
What a segue.
And nuptial. It's almost like I know what I'm doing.
Right, I'll say.
Callie as well as myself are both preparing for upcoming nuptials. Mm-hmm. Callie, very, very soon.
Yeah, two weeks from today. Oh, my God. 2 weeks from today.
Wow. A pay period. You got a check in between this and the end of your slut life.
Oh, I'm always going to be a slut.
And I'm not
even kiss a dude.
I'm not getting married till next year, but best believe my shit is going to be fire. Anyway, but we thought about something very interesting. Is Callie as well as myself, Chad, when are you and Kiefer getting married? I'm going to put that out there.
Don't throw that at me. Like, we just
live
bought
on
a house.
Air, Chad.
We just bought a house. That's already the commitment level.
Well,
I'm
that's
what,
I mean, listen, Sarah and I bought a house together before we got married. It was about a year into having that house where I was like, I really should probably put a ring on it. Now, Chad, I'm not putting this on you. I think it should be Kiefer. I think he needs to get off his duff.
I'm not doing anything.
It's time for him to put a ring on it.
I think it's
on Kiefer. The ball is in Kiefer's court.
I agree.
In case, I literally saw a notification pop up like
Kiefer
Chad's laptop, and I was like,
"Is he watching?"
I was like, "Oh shit, Kiefer heard it."
We just got Chad.
It just
so
says
much
we
trouble.
Need to have a talk.
Anyway,
oh boy.
Anyway, so with everybody's upcoming nuptials, we had a very interesting conversation of which Callie and I both grew up as gamers.
We did
100% from the time I can remember, video games have been a major part of my life, as well as, Callie, I would say so for you as well.
Since I was three, yes.
Yeah. And so we thought about this to say, are video games going to be a part of our weddings? Mm-hmm. Because, mm-hmm. Callie, you are also marrying a gamer.
I am marrying somebody
who is very much so in video games.
Yes, definitely a geek girl, for
yes.
sure.
I am not marrying that type of person.
You are not. You are marrying the only person I know more bougie than yourself.
I made her that way. Anyway.
The student has become the master.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, but, you know, the way I look at it is that, you know, she doesn't necessarily want to remove a lot of my identity from our nuptials, just like I wouldn't want to do the same for her.
Of course.
So, like, she's a huge country music fan, not like Carrie Underwood country music, like good country music. So there's probably going to be some country music at my wedding, which is going to be interesting in a room full of black folks.
I was going to say, I don't know.
I will say this.
Where is the black community on country music right now?
Well, first of all, we made it up, so number one. Second of all, I think there's a lot of country music slappers out there that people just don't know because you don't get exposed.
Maybe.
So that's the main thing. And on top of that, you know, I really think that people, I love all music, so if it's good, I'll listen to it. But yeah, it was a hard pill to swallow, but you know, I got to be a grown up about it. You know what I mean? But anyway,
give and take.
It's give and take. But
so that's your give.
That's my give.
What's your take?
And I haven't thought about it yet, right? Because I'm not sure if I want to do something gaming related, mm-hmm. right? Because video games are a major part of not just my childhood, but my adult life. All of my family knows I've been deep into video games my whole life, so I'm not sure.
Street Fighter has to be a part of it.
I was going
to
say, if you don't get like a Street Fighter
cabinet, just in a separate room.
Just do it at the
next
reception.
To the bathroom.
At the reception.
Right next to the bathroom, you have a cabinet.
To get
not
an arcade,
inside.
Arcade one-up joint.
Yeah, they're not expensive. They're like $500.
Right, put it right between the bar and the bathroom. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Put that on your wedding list as a gift.
But see, what happens is then all the men in my family crowd around that cabinet.
It's a reception.
To be fair, that's exactly how it's going to be anyways. All the men usually crowd around outside. The women are dancing in the middle. It gives them a reason to be there. Give them a reason to stick around, Norris.
All right.
I'm doing this for your sake.
No, you may be right. But, you know, one of the gives that I actually convinced her of is that at some point, I don't know when, But at some point during the wedding, we are going to use the Ishgard theme at some point because it's so regal and it sounds great.
Foundations music?
Yes.
Daytime?
Yes.
Ooh. It's not bad. I mean, yeah, like the when you are defeating Nidhogg, that version of the Ishgard theme that plays. Classic.
No, see, I told her, I was like, if we, because we both love music so much, I was like, there's a lot of music from video games I think we could use that would be awesome.
And that people wouldn't immediately go, oh, this is a video game.
Yeah, and she was like, make a playlist and let's go through it.
Okay, see, now we're working.
You know what?
Now
we're working. Makes sense. There's a lot of video game music that sounds very classical or church-like.
Yeah.
Which especially makes, in Final Fantasy.
Yeah, yeah, Final Fantasy is the first thing that popped in my head. And I was like, you could probably play almost every Final other than the battle music. But like, all those songs, and it would be fine.
Well,
like,
because in almost every Final Fantasy, you have to destroy the church.
Well,
so.
But I mean, would not like before you actually make the walk down the aisle, when people are just like, you know, starting to get into the crystal theme prelude.
Oh, beautiful. So nice. Well, actually, I can't do that because our former colleague Christine did that at her wedding. And
is that tacky?
I don't want to be a jock.
You want to steal.
That's fair. Yeah, I don't want to be a jock.
That's fair.
Yeah. But anyway, so Callie, you as joining into a gamer household.
I am.
What are some of the gamer things that you guys are going to be working
on? Yeah, so this is weird. COVID being what it is, we actually kind of have two separate weddings planned. We have a very small wedding coming up here in 2 weeks' time.
Mm-hmm.
That's just myself, her, our parents, my brother, her brother, and our maid of honor.
Right.
It's literally the whole group. And we're doing a Renaissance Fair themed wedding for this one.
Nerd!
It's outdoors. We're doing full Ren gear. We're actually pretty geeked about it because, thanks to COVID, Ren Fair was closed this year. There was no Ren Fair. So we're going to enjoy that.
That's fair.
In May.
God, I'm muting myself.
That's fair. I didn't even catch that.
Outstanding.
All right. So in May, when we get married kind of more officially.
Mm-hmm. The one where we could come to.
Correct. We are walking down the aisle to the main theme from Undertale. Which I'm pretty excited about. Undertale was mine and Sarah's first thing that we ever connected on.
That's so cute.
We met at, or well, we didn't meet there, but we really connected at my charity stream where we did Undertale playthroughs. And that was...
That's cute.
We think that's pretty cute. And then for our first dance, we're doing Love Like You from Steven Universe, the closing theme of Steven Universe.
You guys are so... nerds.
We are such nerds.
You're such
nerds. But like that's what makes it perfect. It's like we're both nerds. Like we can't like we could pick something like classic or something to dance to, and it wouldn't be us.
Yeah.
Like and anyone who knows us would know that's not us.
Yeah.
So yeah, we had to do something geeky.
Yeah. See, you know, and I think that's really cool. And you know, I mentioned our former colleague Christine when she got married. There was a lot of gaming themes because that was what they connected over, obviously, was video games. And so each table was themed like with a different video game. And so like based around like your personalities or how like she knew you. So like the checkpoint table, which would have been myself and another former colleague of ours, Nate, that was the Metal Gear Solid table.
The MGS table.
The MGS table.
I went to a friend's wedding where they did like a buffet style serving for the reception where you know, they call your table, you can go up and get your food. And each table played the battle themes from FF1 through 14.
Okay.
All the way up to
First of all.
I was at the FF8 table.
First of all, that's great. And I would have lost my damn mind.
We had no idea. And then, like, the first table gets called up, and you just hear the FF1 battle music start playing. And I'm like, oh, snap. That's awesome.
So nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I'm not sure. I mean, obviously, I feel like it would be FF related simply because FF has so much great music and so many great themes to draw from. So I'm not sure outside of the fact of what I'm not sure what else I could do gaming related outside of
music,
you know, music, because I feel like if you lean too heavy into the decor, it just looks like a kid's birthday party.
Yeah. You gotta be super careful.
She's not changing her dress, so
no,
that's not gonna happen.
Well,
that's the thing, like we can get away with doing Ren Fair because that's the whole theme of the wedding.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Yeah, I couldn't, like, you couldn't just put like cutouts of like Ken and Ryu at table.
Exactly.
Because it's going to look like a kid's birthday party.
Exactly. Yeah. So I definitely don't want to do that. And based on our venue, which, Callie, you are aware of our venue.
I am.
Yeah, it's not too much I want to do because the place itself is so beautiful.
You're
going to
have a very nice wedding without any...
Yeah. I don't want to touch it.
It doesn't need
a gimmick. Pretty.
Yeah, and that's the point.
Keep it pretty.
Is that I don't want to mess with it because we are paying the extra money so we don't have to decorate. Mm-hmm. That's the point.
I mean, I know it's not necessarily video. Well, I guess in some ways. I mean, the only video game I think would maybe, if I got married, would be involved is a very Devil May Cry feel, a very Bayonetta, kind of witchy, kind of dark
I mean,
chapel,
that'd be cool.
A dark chapel, kind of more of like that. I'm in.
Master Capelli's got it in the chat. You can follow us on Wednesdays, by the way, 1 o'clock. You can follow us at twitch.tv/checkpointxp when we record both Wednesdays and Fridays episodes live. Pro cosplayers at your wedding.
That would be cool. I mean, it would depend on the cosplay, though. Like, I don't want Overwatch.
No,
I want
Sarah Kerrigan at my wedding.
Sarah Kerrigan would be, maybe. I would rather have really pretty Final Fantasy characters because, like, it's not necessarily, like, spacey or, like, guns or anything. It's just like
it can be elegant
outfits, elegant.
My friend Carrie themed her wedding after Final Fantasy 14 because that's where she met her husband.
See, that's cool.
And it was so cute.
And there's like, enough outfits to do that.
They did a picture at their wedding in game with all our characters.
That's so cool.
And then recreated the picture in person at the wedding, and then her husband got a drawn image of it commissioned.
Who was the person who showed up to the wedding in just underoos? There's always one
there's
person.
Always one. No, not anyone like I think of. Like and it was cool because like they did on the drawn version. They took our FF14 characters and had them wearing whatever we wore to the wedding.
Oh,
it was so cute.
That's so nice.
Yeah. Oh, it was so cute.
Oh.
So I have a question for the room.
Yeah.
If a video game character could marry you at your wedding.
Oh, like the officiant?
They're officiating.
Or
the
I'm getting married to the character.
No. They're officiating. Okay, they're speaking to the crowd.
Ooh,
and then anything can happen to this character based on how they live their character lives.
Ooh, wow. Who would marry you, Callie? Because I have a few, but it's still weird.
Because I'm
who would it be?
I guess I would love Dante or Virgil from Devil May Cry. Like, because I saw a Devil May Cry wedding. I'm like, it's got to stick to that. Or Bayonetta. Nope, Bayonetta.
I don't know what Bayonetta would
no,
say about
I love that.
That.
I'd be excited for it.
No, but you don't want your officiant taking the...
Oh, you don't know what we're going to wear.
Okay, fair.
I mean, that's fair. Except, like, you're going to be getting married and angels are going to burst in and start killing people.
Exactly.
Oh. Well, not going to your
best
wedding.
Best wedding ever.
I'm just saying. I don't know if I would want to be getting married to my fiance and then a 6-foot supermodel with guns on her feet covered in hair walking down the middle of the aisle going like, all right, everyone, let's get married.
Yeah, I would.
I got to say, I don't know that I want it to be anyone who looks better in a dress than me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I would be able to handle that. Although Aerith wouldn't be bad. She's
Master Capelli in our chat says, Aerith, she's priestess-like. I could pass her as minister to my less cool family members.
Is it weird to say Emmett Selk?
Oh, that's a good one.
Emmett Selk is sassy and funny, and I feel like it'd be amazing.
Yeah, because I feel like the pastor or whoever, the officiant, needs to be charismatic in some way.
Yeah, they got to be charismatic, a little funny.
I've been to some boring weddings.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. See, and that's my problem is that because I am an egoist, I don't want anybody taking
want that to be boring either.
More eyeballs off of me and my wife than, you know, we are the draw.
Right.
That's why we here.
I've already decided if I'm getting married, I'm coming from the ceiling.
That's cool.
Wow.
Yeah. You're gonna
like Shawn Michaels your way
it's
in?
It's going to have to be a theater or something.
Is it like a slow drop or like are you doing the Shawn Michaels zip line
in.
All
no,
the way down?
It's a slow drop. There's probably going to be a beautiful couch. I'm just lounging, right?
You're going to go full hedonism, bot.
That's the problem. Everyone asks, like, when are you getting married? It's like, we can't afford it. It's like, no, you can do it. It's like, no.
Not the way you want to do it.
We can't afford it. If I'm getting married, I'm getting married the way I want it, and it's going to be crazy. Anyways.
You know what? I've decided who I would get who would marry me.
Okay.
And you're going to look at me a little weird, okay, when I say this. The character that I would have marry me at my wedding is Garrus.
Garrus Vakarian, Space Boyfriend?
Space Boyfriend.
I'm fine with that. Garrus is awesome.
Garrus. Because he's just funny enough to where he could be really dry.
Yeah.
And, like, just make funny jokes about me and my wife as a couple.
To that end, I don't need a character. Can I just have Jennifer Hale marry me?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That'd be pretty good, right?
Cool. Like, yeah. It's your wedding.
Yeah.
I'm gonna ask
that'd be awesome.
I'm gonna tweet at her, see if she's an officiant.
Do it.
Yeah. Can you marry somebody?
Could you marry us? Or Troy Barker.
Oh, if we're talking about voice actors.
Troy Barker. Yeah. Like, Troy Barker.
Can I get Sean Schemmel to marry me?
I would get Troy Barker to marry
Mark
me.
Hamill.
Actually, fuck.
Get married by the Joker? That'd be
awesome. Yeah, he'd have to be in a voice that I want, like a character. Like, yeah, the Joker would be good.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Keeley's marrying us.
Just Jeff go Keighley. All the way.
Jeff Keighley's marrying us.
He's a great host.
I'll just be like, hey, Jeff. I'm going to send him an email. I'm going to be like, hey, Jeff. So I know I've been talking to you for a little bit. Are you a wedding officiant? Because I think it'd be really great. I don't want it to be gaming related, but if you could just cut my Emperor Palpatine.
Oh, chat, this is why we keep you on.
This is why we keep you. But anyway, you know, I think this is really cool. There may be some gaming elements to my wedding, but maybe not a lot. But Callie, I am really looking forward to showing up to you guys' wedding because I'll be able to... you guys are the only people I know to where I feel like I could cosplay at your wedding and I'd be completely comfortable doing so.
Yeah, no one. I don't think anyone would bat an eye at our wedding.
Yeah,
no way.
Exactly.
So we pushed it back till May thinking like, oh, we got to get past COVID. And I'm like, now I'm like, we may not have pushed it back far enough.
No. No, ours is in September, and we're like, ooh.
Weren't you thinking like a year from now?
So originally we were going to get married October 23rd, which is when we are getting legally married. So we pushed it back till the end of May. It's May 28th is our new date.
Gotcha.
And now I'm like, we might be pushing it back again at this rate.
Well,
yeah.
Hopefully.
It's bad. It's bad. And Chad, I'm be honest, I am not sure if I'm gay enough to come to your wedding.
You're not, I promise.
I don't think Callie is.
I'm not gay enough, yeah.
We had a conversation this morning where Callie was just like, I don't think I could ever get to your level.
Let's be clear. You were talking about how much you wanted to become a plant gay, which I did not know was a thing, truly, and talking about how that you want ivy growing in the trellises above your kitchen.
Yes.
And I literally just looked at Chad. I'm like, you are so gay. And I'm like, I can't match that. Like, I'm closer to being a Lowe's lesbian than I am to that level of gay.
Right. Well, yeah, because you'll come into the office and talk about how you had to resubmit your driveway.
Correct. Exactly.
Anyway, that's going to be it for this episode of Checkpoint Daily. We hope everybody has a great weekend. And you know what? If you're getting married pretty soon, or if you are married and did this at your wedding, we would love to hear from you guys. If you got pictures, maybe.
Is or was gaming a part of your
wedding? Is or was gaming a part of your wedding? And give us pictures. If you got pictures, we would love to see photos from folks who had gaming-themed weddings. Because that would be awesome to see gamers join together in holy matrimony. And so thank you guys for watching, and we will see you promptly on Monday for the second official week of Checkpoint Daily. Have a good one. Don't leave.
Don't leave. We lied. It's not Friday.
Don't leave. That was Friday's episode. We got to do today's.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.